Julie Atwood is in Washington, D.C. right now, where the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, is honoring her for the work she and her small organization have done. In fact, she's getting two awards, one in the Awareness to Action category, the other in Community Preparedness. All this, she says, from trying to address what she thought was a basic need in her home community.
What started for us as simply wanting to train our local volunteer fire department to help us and our neighbors when you had a horse or a cow or an alpaca or whatever get into a bad spot, to help rescue them, help get them out of a fix. And then in order to do that, we had to dive into the larger world of disaster planning.
But she quickly learned that while the need was readily recognized, she was on her own when it came to finding funds to support the specialized training for emergency responders.
There is little or no funding at all available for individual emergencies involving animals. Fire departments are charged with saving human lives. They like to save animals, but there's absolutely no funding available for that in Northern California.
So Halter, which she stresses is a grassroots project but not a nonprofit organization, set out to help fire departments raise the money to pay for the training directly.
We don't take in money. We help connect resources with the responders. If, for instance, a local fire department has its pancake breakfast, we will help them, setting up a display, making posters, holding up a boot, and saying, donate to your fire department. You need to help them train and get equipment. Or in a larger scale, it meant working with Sonoma County Animal Services and helping them to set up a dedicated fund for large animal rescue.
The training sessions typically bring in individual representatives from numerous surrounding departments, who take what they've learned back to share with their colleagues. Just since last November, Atwood says, more than 100 emergency personnel have participated in the firsthand sessions, adding a skill set that can be used in almost any animal rescue situation.
Although the skills required to work with large animals are obviously greater, if you can rescue a large animal, you're definitely going to have the skills to deal with a smaller animal. And so large dogs, goats, sheep, chickens, any type of animal in an emergency will benefit.
In the bigger picture, she adds, this is important for the emergency workers as well as the animal owners.
People will not leave their homes and leave their animals. If people won't leave, if they don't evacuate when they're told, then they are now putting the first responders at risk. They're putting themselves at risk. They're putting other people at risk who want to go in and help them.
Atwood and Halter have been involved in animal rescue and care efforts in the wake of the devastating fires in Lake County over the past year, an experience that she says has only affirmed the importance of what she is doing.
It really brought it home, because we've been saying for years and years and years, it's not a matter of if, but when the next fire or the next big earthquake or mudslide hits us. And being up there, we would just stop and say, this could be us.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCP's North Bay Report.